We are Quixie 98.3. Congratulations to our latest winner, that being Gary Davis in Fort Knox, for winning a set of tickets to Holiday World. And he knew the top answers to yesterday's burning question. I asked you if you could have any superpower in the world, what would it be? And the top answers tied flying and healing. So either healing yourself or healing someone else. So again, congratulations to Gary. So let's kind of move on from yesterday's burning question and talk about another kind of interesting question. A recent survey revealed that the minority of people in the survey thought naming a car was kind of absurd. And I've talked about naming a car before. However, among the majority of the folks who name their car in the survey, they don't actually give their cars, quote, human names like Karen or Steve. Rather, they give them names from some sort of aspect of their car, like the paint color or being a being one of the favorite subjects that people like to use to name their cars. Like, for example, Red Rider or Old Blue, for example. So with that asked, let's ask this.
Adam's burning question.
So, do you name your vehicles? And if so, what do you name them? Do you name your vehicles? And if so, what do you name them? So, kind of going into that naming theme, I solicited Quixie Nation to help me name my newest car, which is a red car. And some of the possibilities included Blaze, Cherry Bomb, Red Skull, Omega Red, and Red Raven. There might be a little bit of a Marvel influence there, I'm not sure. But in the end, simply just Red. Kind of won out. After it's named after the Angry Birds character. It's a round bird, so I thought that was very appropriate because my car is kind of big and round, and it's red. So red being my choice for what my new car is named. But naming cars, it's been around for a long time. For example, my great-grandfather had a very large 80s GMC Sierra truck. It was a big, ugly blue thing with a big old bed on it and had the cover on it. I think he called it Blue Bertha. It was actually named after my great-grandmother, which she hated that, but the truck was blue. So again, it went into that color aspect of it. Anyway, I'd love to know from you, what do you name your vehicles, or do you even name them at all, or do you think that it's something absurd like the minority of people in this survey? Let me know. You can let us know over on our Facebook page, Quixie98.3. Of course, you can give us a call, or you can also let us know on our website, WQXE.com.